The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Pensacola State College.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Joining me this morning is John Stevenson. He is the Associate VP of Student Affairs and Student Services at Pensacola State College. Everybody knows PSC. Go to pensacolastate.edu for more information. We got a lot of stuff to talk about this morning. If you have questions or comments for John, let us know. 437-1620. Call or text, and we'll get your answers right here on the air. Mr. Stevenson, how you doing this morning? Did you do anything for the eclipse?
Yes, actually, I got out of the office for a little bit, and we had different stations set up around the campus and gave out over 250 pairs of solar glasses.
Oh, okay.
And actually ran out within the first hour. So Wow. Actually I got a picture, and it's on our social media page. We took some shots from all over the campus, but was able to go out to our gazebo on the Pensacola campus and observe the solar eclipse with about 10 different students there.
Nice. So. Yeah. Won't happen again for another 20 years. So I'm glad you got to see that. I stayed inside. I don't know. I was scared. I was thinking it was going to be apocalypse. I didn't know what was going to go on. All right. So let's talk about Pensacola State College and enrollment. It's not too late, right?
That is correct, Jake. Right now we are doing really well with our enrollment. We're up 6% in headcount, FTE 15%, which that's the highest increase in enrollment that we've had as a college in several years pre-COVID. And then if you're looking at the state with other state colleges, we're actually equivalent on the headcount, so average with even the top end headcount increases in the state, but our FTE is one of the highest in the state. So that's great for us. But summer and fall registration is open currently, so it's not too late to register. So our summer classes start May the 13th. Even if it's that first week into summer, we have A, B, C, D terms that you can get enrolled. So it's almost like a revolving door to get enrolled. So it's not that we say this is the last minute for you to get enrolled into a semester. We do finally cap things off on that D session, but it's pretty much there's opportunities no matter when you decide to start your journey at Pensacola State. But yes, I recommend that you can get registered by coming in person. And one thing I want to say is, we have five campuses across the Escambia and Santa Rosa County area. So it's not that you have to come to the Pensacola campus to get assistance. We have student affairs office locations on all of our campuses. All of our campus centers, they're a central location for university transfer opportunities, also technical programs. So many times they say that, our Warrington campus is strictly health science. That's not true. Our Warrington campus, they offer every class from the basic core classes. Now, they do house all of our health sciences, but you can take a math course there. You can take an English course.
So it's sort of like a magnet school, kind of, in a way.
Well, I mean, it's just an opportunity for anyone out in that area. We want to be convenient and service our community to the best of our ability. So all these locations are locations for our students that you don't have to drive 30 minutes or 20 minutes across town. If that campus is there for you and it's closer, you can actually sign up for those classes on those campuses. And so you could do the registration process in person on any of our campuses in the student affairs area. Also, all of our students are assigned an advisor. You can contact your advisor. And then you also could use our virtual queue, which you can access off pensacolastate.edu for any virtual assistance, which it may be just you need to talk about admissions processes, transferring classes from another institution. And about the registration process, transient students. That is a hot topic right now amongst the summertime. So a lot of students are coming back in town from any Division I NCAA school, university, private school, liberal arts school. It doesn't matter where you're coming from. If you're up north, if you're in the south, if you're transient, if you're coming back home for the summer to spend time with your family, you can take classes with us at Pensacola State. I probably personally registered 7 transient students yesterday.
Wow.
From all over. And so even Ole Miss, and I'm an Alabama fan. So and it's interesting to get to have that communication with these students to see where they're coming to us from. Mm-hmm. And what brings them to Pensacola State. So,
yeah, I family and then this amazing beach landscape we have. But man, that's the kids that just want to be in school all the time. I was not that way. When summer hit, man, I wanted to take a break. But if I knew there was a way to get easy classes that would be transferable, I might have done that. That can shorten up your term in school quite a bit. So go to PensacolaState.edu for more information on what we're talking about today. My guest is John Stevenson. He's the Associate VP of Student Affairs and Student Services at PSC. If you have questions or comments, let us know, 437-1620. All right, so let's talk about this. You know, debt forgiveness is in the news a lot lately. Biden is trying all he can to get some interest payments and some debt relief for students, but PSC is kind of special, right? Because what happens with graduates from PSC? What's usually there?
92% of our graduates, they graduate debt-free, loan-free. And so
how is that possible? What are they doing?
Scholarship money. We work with our students on FAFSA. So, you know, our scholarship applications are open right now. I encourage all of our students or future students to apply, you know, in FAFSA, our financial aid. That's a great support mechanism for students out there. Even if you think you may not qualify, I have seen it happen numerous times. Individuals apply for FAFSA, federal assistance, and, you know, they come back a second or third time and they actually get awarded those federal funds. Currently, our financial aid department, we've taken a stronger hand in how we're supporting our students and potential students. So we're offering numerous FAFSA nights and FAFSA support sessions. And then we've also, I'm proud to say that in all 16 of our partner schools in Escambia and Santa Rosa, we've offered a FAFSA support session to those schools. Any student that's in a P-12 school that's going to be taking classes at Pensacola State, we've been able to support them and their families. We've also came back around to all of our counselors and principals and said, if you would like for us to come back again, we would be more than happy to support the students and the families with the FAFSA support. Also, the scholarships. We're currently working with our partner schools. Just a prime example, we're pulling applications of seniors, and we have over 600 potential seniors that have applied to Pensacola State in our service area. Schools that we're working on GPAs now to be able to tie scholarship money. So we're taking that extra effort to support our community, our students, and that's only by the you know, the helping hand of our partner schools, all of our counselors, our principals, our system office, you know, leaders. They're very supportive of Pensacola State. We just had our second principal's luncheon on campus last week, and it was just a great experience to be able to have that communication with our principals and have that relationship with our assistant principals and our counselors, to know that we have that support in our school systems. But besides the point, if you're not, you know, if you graduated and you know you're wanting to change your career and you need support, all of our campuses, we have financial aid support on all those campuses in the student affairs area. Also, every first Wednesday of the month from 3 to 5 p.m., we're designating as FAFSA support sessions on the Pensacola campus. And then every first Tuesday of the month on our South Santa Rosa campus, we're designating that as FAFSA support. But our offices are open 7:30 to 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 7:30 to 4 p.m. So you can get FAFSA help at any time. And you can also get virtual FAFSA help. That same office will be able to help and support you with the scholarships that we offer. And we're not just limited to a presidential or an ambassador or general scholarship. Our foundation has scholarships as well. Oh. So we'll be able to help give you that knowledge from our foundation as well.
So I love this because students aren't just coming in blind and trying to find their way. They're getting prepped before they even walk in the door on what financial aid might be available, and you have a lot of it in-house. That's great. Talking about you know, high school students here, dual enrollment, that's something that's big at PSC. Let's talk about that real quick because that's definitely a way to get them prepped and ready before they even walk in the doors at PSC.
That's correct. Dual enrollment is a great resource. I wish that dual enrollment was in existence when I graduated.
Me too.
I wasn't able to reap the benefits of dual enrollment, but I'm happy to say right now we're up 10% in dual enrollment.
Nice.
That is a great resource for high school students to take college courses and graduate with an AA degree along with a high school diploma. Currently, we have about 57 high school seniors that will be able to complete with an AA degree this term. So we're working really a strong hand there with those students to support them to get, you know, we do also have a couple that may have one class left. But we're going to work with them to take that class in the summer so we can confer that degree. Mm. But our dual enrollment offerings, we do have a coordinator of dual enrollment, Natalie Hilby. She's doing a great job. When we have dual enrollment representatives on all of our campuses. So that's another plus to our support to the community. But, you know, with the dual enrollment, if you're interested in dual enrollment, you can contact me personally or Natalie Hilby, our coordinator. Also, usually our dual enrollment goes through our high schools. But we're expanding our offerings too, which is great because, you know, we can't grow unless we expand. And so that goes back to our partnerships with, you know, our P-12 schools, our APs, mm-hmm. our principals that are helping us identify teachers that can teach these collegiate courses and then help these students be able to obtain that AA and then transfer to a four-year university in the Florida. We have a seamless partnership articulation agreement. So the dual enrollment right now, that is great. It's a great resource for all of our high school seniors and students. And Natalie actually will be, we have a home education, but she is our dual enrollment coordinator. And that session will be the 25th. It's a homeschool festival. It's at Ashton Bronsenham, Park, and that's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So we'll have our Charter Academy, our dual enrollment representatives at that festival. So if you're out in the community and you would like to get more knowledge on outside of Pensacola State, we will have representatives on the 25th of this month from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay, and piggybacking on the dual enrollment for high school students, let's talk about PSC Charter Academy. For those who don't know what Charter Academy is all about, what is that?
Our Charter Academy is, you know, it's an opportunity for, we limited our students that we accept, so we're not trying to compete, you know, with our local high schools. But currently, we're actually enrolling 9th, 10th, and 11th graders for fall of 24, when we did only have 11th and 12th grade Charter Academy. So informations are ongoing right now. We have Dean Emerson on board. He's an educator from the Santa Rosa with a vast bit of knowledge of our school systems and education. He's former teacher, superintendent. But we do have PensacolaState.edu/Charter Academy for any information. But like I said, Charter Academy will be present on the 25th for anyone that's interested. But we are expanding that Charter Academy for students to take 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th graders now. So we're expanding that offering to the area. We will be expanding onto the Pensacola campus. So we'll have two different locations. And this is an opportunity for students to have, you know, high school classes and also collegiate classes as well.
Mm-hmm. And it's not all work and no play, right? There's lots of fun things to do at PSC, lots of great activities and events that you're bringing to everybody, right?
That is correct. You know, I'll say this all the time is when students are engaged, they're 100% to be successful at that target goal, and that's an education, that's a degree. And so we really strive for the student engagement piece. We had Chase Matthew, country artist, last week on campus, which was great for our students. We have the Great Dubois this Thursday. It's a high energy circus. So, and it's free for our students. And that's Thursday. We have two different offerings. It's this Thursday, the 11th from 2:30 p.m. And then also another offering at 7:30. That's going to be an Ashmore Auditorium. If you're not a student, you can call the box office at 484-1847 for ticket information. But that show is for our students, and that's part of our Lyceum. And the Chase Matthews show was part of the Lyceum as well. We have one more Lyceum show left, and that was an exciting announcement we made a couple of weeks ago, and that's Dusty Slay. You've seen him on Netflix, Comedy Central, Jimmy Kimmel. Dusty will be actually at our Amos studio. Our capacity could be 600 there, so we're going to expand that out. Nice. And the team at WSRE has been gracious enough to work with us to hold the student engagement event there. So we'll have Dusty Slay. The tickets are free for our students. And so we will be having that Wednesday, April the 24th. So another engagement piece for our students is sports. Right now, baseball is they're on the road. They'll be back at home on the 20th of April against Northwest Florida State, so that's always a great match. Softball, they're actually at Chipola today, which would be a very competitive game. But then Saturday the 13th, they'll play Northwest Florida State at home, which will be an exciting game. That's a cross area rivalry. So every time we play Northwest Florida State, those games are really intense. So yeah, with the engagement piece, we're currently embedded into the departments right now, working departmental lunches to help stir engagement, also enrollment in our department. So that's going on this week. And then, you know, we have Pirate Fest next week on the 18th. And that's where we have just a great spring fling fun day to try to wrap up the whole semester, the whole academic year with the engagement piece. And we've got everything from bounce houses to a zip line coming across campus and free 3D eats for our students and Kona Ice. So it's a great celebration to wrap up the academic year.
And you said that was a pirate. What was the name?
It's called Pirate Fest.
Pirate Fest. Okay. Yeah. I forgot to mention this was in my notes here. I kind of skipped over it. The Pirate Path.
I'm glad you mentioned that because yeah, I was going to tie up with that with this topic. And let me go back really quick. We have Pirate Days, and those are currently being conducted. We're actually in all of our high schools, all 16 of our partner schools, P-12 schools, we go in and we register with an enrollment team from our admissions area and our recruiting department, all of our high school seniors that are coming to Pensacola State. So we're able to register summer and fall courses for these students. We also have a dual enrollment representative, so we actually can help our dual enrollment students that are interested. So that's how we're wrapping up the year with our partner schools. We do have a Pirate Day on May 18th on the Pensacola campus, which is a Saturday, and that will be from 10 to 12. So parents out there, if you're listening, you would like to come with your child, or if you're your student, whatever age you are, if you're coming to Pensacola State, we are offering assistance to you from the Student Affairs Office on Saturday, May 18th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. So keep that in mind. Pirate Path is our new student orientation that I implemented upon almost 2 years ago when I started at the college. And it's an opportunity to onboard students to come on campus, get acclimated with the campus. If anyone hasn't registered, we can register on that day. But a student can leave with books, get a campus tour, get admissions help, financial help, also see all of our student resources. All of our student resources, club organizations, they support Pirate Path, so they're present on these dates. So we are starting Pirate Path in April, so if you're coming on board this summer or even the fall, you can sign up for any of those dates. Those sessions, you can go to pensacolastate.edu/pirate-path. So Pirate Path is our new student orientation that we host. We're hosting April and May sessions, so there's 8 sessions. Those sessions will be on our Pensacola campus. But moving towards the fall, we will offer Pirate Path on our other campuses, such as Warrington, Milton, and our South Santa Rosa campus.
Right. And you make it so easy. Like when I was growing up and getting out of high school, going into college, I just felt like there was so much information that I just didn't have access to. And you guys are making it just clear and concise and ready to go. So this is great. If you have any questions or comments, we just have a few minutes left. 437-1620. My guest this morning, John Stevenson. He is the Associate VP of Student Affairs and Student Services at Pensacola State College. Go to pensacolastate.edu and you can also check out the Pirate Path we were just talking about. pensacolastate.edu/pirate-path. For more information. I love the fact that you're trying to get them in and out loan free. Especially with the help of the FAFSA. I think I did Pell Grant is what I did. Did I have to pay that back?
No, you did not.
Yeah, I was thinking if my mom didn't have to pay it back, then I didn't have to pay it back because I didn't pay anything back. My mom helped me. But man, that's so great especially for the P-12.
And I'll say this, Jake. You know, we have great leadership. Dr. Metas, our president, he is one of the best that you can find leadership in higher ed. So we're blessed to have such a great leader as Dr. Metas. But, you know, our team members, it's you know, they all implement the student first philosophy. We're all together excellent, apart mediocre. So it's a team. We're all different walks, all different beliefs, all different ways, we're coming together for one goal, and that's student success. So we implement that student first philosophy to support our students across the board. So we're taking that extra effort, whether, you know, tonight at Wahoos Park, we've got a recruiting team that's going to be there for a local high school game. We're taking every opportunity that we can take to get in front of our community to support anyone that's thinking about any of the degree routes that we have, four-year degree, two-year degree, technical certificate, career certificate programs. We have over 100 programs to choose from, 7 locations, and then we also have CDL. And we're implementing new programs, so we're growing to meet the needs of our community. And that's exciting. You probably can hear that in my voice.
Yes.
So, I want to say, if you see us out in the community, please come say hello. We would love to hear from you. I know that we're going to be at gallery night next week, so that's two of the outreaches outside of the walls of Pensacola State that we'll be attending. So that's at Wahoos Park tonight for the I think it's Milton High School game, and then we also will be at gallery night next Friday night on Palafox Street. So, and then of course, you know, we're outreaching left and right. So any opportunity, and if you're out there and you see that you know of an opportunity for us to attend, we would love the opportunity to be out anywhere we can to support our community.
The CDL thing is big because there is a huge shortage of CDL drivers coming up. So if anybody wants a good, you know, sure thing job, get your CDL license. I'm telling you, that's going to help out. And it's a good thing to have anyway. But over 100 different classes, 100 different courses.
Yeah. And, you know, what I like to share with students, a lot of students have that one track mind where they think they can only make 6 figures if they're a doctor or a lawyer. Mm. We've got welders out there starting out making 6 figures, and that's a 2-year degree. So I challenge anyone out there, or any family member of someone listening that's you know, borderline 4-year degree, 2-year degree, not really interested in what they would like to do. Let's explore options. That's what we're here for. Mm. Let's find out what fits for that student to make sure that student is successful.
In working with superintendents and guidance counselors and all of that, what is your favorite part about interacting with your partners in this process?
I think it's just being able to also share stories about where we come from. You know, I just had on the principal's luncheon, two principals from Santa Rosa. One of them played baseball from the baseball coach of the college that I served before coming here. So we had that mutual relationship there. So to hear how we're all connected in different ways, even though we're in different areas. And so that's what's amazing. And just to know, you know, that we all share the same passion, and that student success.
Right. Go to PensacolaState.edu today for more information. It's not too late to register. Learn about the PSC Charter Academy and dual enrollment for your high school students. John Stevenson has been my guest this morning. He's the Associate VP over there at PSC. Thank you so much for being here, John.
Yes, thank you so much, Jake. And I have to close this by saying, go Pirates.
Go Pirates.
Weekdays on News Radio 92.3 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.